We've spoken about concerns surrounding the draft plan for the major Goolwa Wharf precinct. Four design options have been on the table for the multi-million dollar redevelopment of the historic wharf. Friends of the Oscar W have been protesting potential relocation plans for their paddle steamer. Some residents have been concerned about losing Giraldi Park, others worried about the project cost blowing out by a few million dollars, but others just want council to get on with it, like director of the Wharf Barrel Shed, Steve Ramsey, who joins me now. Hi, Steve.
Morning, Jenny.
I understand you have some serious concerns about the way the draft master plan consultation has unfolded.
Well, they're not really concerns. I mean, I understand in an environment where we're trying to get the community to come along, there will always be differences of opinion. Entirely understandable that there are different points of view. From our point of view, we operate a small wine bar and cellar door on the wharf. And it's an absolutely sensational location, and we are the biggest attractor of people to the wharf. But we understand too that we're sitting in a very historical location, and people love the history of what's down there, and we're totally mindful of that. We're trying to find a solution as best we can. My major concern, if I do need to list one, is just the time that it's all taking. You know, the money was granted back in 2019, and with COVID and everything else, and the delays in planning and consulting and all that sort of thing, we now do see a bit of a budget blowout that needs to be addressed.
Right. And I understand as well, you know, some of the issues that other stakeholders have brought to the table. Do you have, you know, any thoughts on some of the concerns of the Friends of the Oscar W and people worried about Giraldi Park?
Yeah, well, Giraldi Park has been, finalised in terms of the issues that were being created around that. The consultants and the planners listened to what the community had to say and have kept Giraldi Park pretty much as it is. So I don't know that that's continuing to be an issue. Certainly the one around the Oscar W is that's the burning issue. Oscar W is a fantastic paddle steamer built in 1908, and it's symbolic of the river trade, the early years of South Australia, so it's an important asset for the area. It's moored right in front of our building that we share with the Oscar W volunteers. So it's a great shed in a great location with great history and feeling and everything else around it. I must say, including, it's totally in a very high symbolic position for the Narrandurri people as well. So this place needs to be considered in that context, I think. Look, the issues of Oscar W, I understand they're going to lobby hard and well, and they've certainly gone hard. Unfortunately, I don't always agree with the way they've done that, because we've been targeted a little bit in their advertising, which I don't appreciate. But they are, and unfortunately, some misinformation has gone into the community. So it's situations like this where we can get a bit of a chance to put on the table what some of those issues are and try and resolve them.
Oh, right. What's some misinformation that's gone out?
Well, you know, that we are responsible for moving them from the shed. They want us out of the shed altogether. They don't want to move to the new purpose-built area further down the river. Now, when I say they, the issue sitting behind this for me is that they is not the committee of the Oscar W. It's a small group of very loud people who have been intimidating around the town around their issues. And so, you know, they've built up some support with some information that's not always totally accurate. So that's really difficult to deal with. But I mean, having said that, I do know too they're passionate people that want to, you know, preserve what they've got. They don't want to see the change. But it was interesting. They never mentioned that they had a vote of their volunteers, and the majority was saying, let's move. It's a major issue.
Okay.
That ought to be put on the table for everyone to understand.
With me at the moment is Steve Ramsey, director of the Wharf Barrel Shed. What are some of the best design options for the Wharf Barrel Shed? What are you thinking in terms of, I think there have been four options on the table, right? Is one option better than the others that you're hoping the council will go for in the end?
Certainly, there's options A, B, C and D. Option A has been wiped out through the consultation process because it just pushed the envelope a bit far, I think. We found it quite brilliant in the way that it was designed. So there's option B, C and D left on the table. Option B is our preferred option. It does allow for us to move into the northern part of the wharf shed with a bit more space. It would allow for someone else to move into our part at the moment where we are and offer a commercial enterprise out of there as well to help attract more people down to the wharf. So you'd have two commercial offerings on the wharf, bringing people down and keeping people on the wharf, and the Oscar W people moving down to their new shed under that plan. Option C allows for us to be moved to the north and the Oscar W to stay in the southern part of the shed, which I don't think they particularly came to do. And option D is pretty much to stay standalone and keep it as it is sort of option, but just do a bit of cosmetic work around the place. Now, for me, that is nowhere near going toward revitalising the wharf and making it somewhere that is a destination for people to come to. We need tourism. Like any small regional place, we need business. We need tourism offering down there. And if they go for option D, it's really just it'll make the place look a bit better than what it currently is, but it's not going to attract the sorts of tourists and visitors to the area that we need to help Goolwa grow.
Mm.
For example, and there is a bit of a cost blowout that has happened because of COVID and because of the time that's taken from 2019 to now to get to the decision point. There's a cost blowout. The council would need to find $640,000 extra to invest, which sounds like a lot of money, and it is, and that's a major problem, I think, for council now. But from that investment, they get $120 million with a financial benefit, plus 140 to 150 new jobs created. That, to me, is almost the sell point for the whole exercise. I mean, it's a brilliant opportunity for Goolwa to not only survive but to grow, and this will have an impact right through the town, and I'd say through the region. So my preference is the option B.
I'm going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time today, Steve Ramsey.
That's okay. Thank you.